Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Well, man, it's good to be with you again today. I missed being with you last week, but I'm excited about our topic today. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thank you for continuing to walk throughout these days with us and having these kind of conversations with these men that are hopefully not only listening to these things, but what I pray is for my own self that we apply the truth that we hear and take God's word and live it out.
Well, it's a privilege to be with you guys always. I learned so much from listening in and hearing y'all's wisdom on all these things, especially today, because today's topic is a man and his fatherhood. We're going to be talking about loving and leading our children. I think, Keith, you know something about children. You have a few on your side over there, don't you?
We have a full house. It'll probably be that way for a while. Three are out, three that are married, and three great son-in-laws. Matter of fact, got two grandchildren. One probably, hopefully, would be this week. It'll be a second grandson. So looking forward to meeting Heath Allen. But yes, we got eight at the house still and trying to, you know, navigate a three-year-old up to a 22-year-old. And those decisions, you know, conversations are different from one moment to the next.
Got a full house over there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, of course, I have three children as well. It's a funny story. I went to pick up my wife some medicine at the pharmacy the other day. And, you know, I guess she looks so much younger than me. I don't know. Maybe I look too old to have the children I have. But they asked for her birthday. So I said 8383. It's always easy to remember, August 3rd, 83. And it was a young teenage girl behind the counter. She said, "So what's your relationship? Are you the father?" I said, "No, I'm the husband." So I don't know if she realized the 83. Am I really old enough to have a kid that was born in 1983? But she's, "Oh, well, you really don't look that old." So, but sometimes we feel like that way. But children and marriage, I've said this before, but being married and having children are some of the biggest blessings in my life, really the two biggest blessings in my life. And you know, the Bible even tells us, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing." When we talked about that a few weeks back, I would encourage the guys to go back and listen to how to love and lead your wife. But Psalm 127:3 said, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a heritage from Him." And we want to be the men of God that are leaving a legacy for our children. Our children, as the Bible says, are blessed after a godly man. So let's just jump into it, if you guys are ready, about loving and leading our children.
Hey, before we dive into today's episode, we just want to say thank you. Whether you've listened once or journeyed with us through every episode, your support means the world. You're part of a growing movement, and today there's a special way you can help us go even further. We've seen God move in powerful ways through Real Momentum over the last 12 years, and now we're believing Him for more. This summer, we're trusting Him to help us raise $150,000 to advance the mission. And to kick things off, every gift in July will be matched, dollar for dollar, up to $50,000. That means your generosity goes even further to strengthen men, families, and churches. So let me encourage you to go to our website at realmomentum.org/advance, and there you'll learn about the Advance the Mission campaign and the areas we want to focus on. The three areas for you to know and pray about would be: we want to enhance the retreat ministry at Sanctuary Hills. We also have a plan to develop new discipleship resources. And then the last one would be to strengthen ministry leaders and churches. So we've seen God move in powerful ways through Real Momentum, and now we're believing Him for more. This summer, we're trusting Him to help us raise $150,000, and we hope that you'll participate early and often through these 2 months, especially given a matching gift of $50,000. We want to see that taken advantage of and to touch as many men as we can to impact families and churches through the ends of the earth. God bless you, and we appreciate all that you do. And we hope that this will be a great time to see what God can do in the days ahead, not only with Real Momentum, but Sanctuary Hills.
One of the statements that we hear all the time is from men that often say, well, I put bread on the table. I put a roof over their head. I am a physical provider. And all those things are right and good. We need to be providing for our family. But just Keith and Justin, let's just discuss the difference between a physical provider and a spiritual provider, because we know that fatherhood is more than just providing. It's about presence. And we need to dig into that about men, not just being there, but actually being there. It's about discipleship and intentional investment. So let's just dive into that. Discuss some of the differences between physical provider and spiritual provider.
Yeah, I think, and obviously you want to provide and take care of and meet the needs of your children. And, you know, for every family, that's probably going to look, you know, sometimes a lot of the same and even different. You know, our family, obviously there's no way I can meet every physical need in terms of what they might need with my kids in terms of clothes. So I would always be buying clothes, but we try to help them get equipped so they can maybe make some money on their own so they can buy their own things and take ownership in that, because there's no way I could try to, you know, keep everybody clothed in a way that they like it. So I could keep them clothed, but not like maybe how they like their style or whatever. But that's at the same time, that I think that's always going to be there. Even the scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. So I think part of that perspective is really getting to the place of a spiritual leader, because that's always going to last. When I think about spiritual leadership, it will always be there. Yeah. It'll last forever. And so I think if we can get more intentional, more specific, more, you know, not only helping our kids, you know, understand the gospel and live out the gospel, but really seek first the kingdom of God, their needs are going to be met. God's going to make sure that's going to take place. And so I think that for the father that's listening to that, I think if there's a way we can help him maybe get to a mindset of eternal kingdom impact, can also provide physically, because Jesus does that. He teaches us that. So having a 11 children, I could honestly say and testify that he is a faithful father and he's going to meet the needs. And so whether that comes through, you know, them working and finding ways to provide, you know, things that they want to have on their own. And my kids, they like things. So I think most of the culture would probably say that as well. But I can't provide all the things that they would want, or, you know, go to all the theme parks and all these things. That's just something that if they want to do those things, they've got to find a way to do that. So I think part of that's just helping them get there sooner than later. Yeah. That's the main key, is trying to provide spiritually and helping them have an eternal perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think too, you're absolutely right. You know, my boys, especially their style changes all the time. It used to be some Nike stuff, and now it's interesting enough, all their friends is Goodwill. So I can provide that, you know, I can go buy them the $1 shirt, you know, that they like, but they're into this vintage stuff now, where they like shopping in the bins and Goodwill stuff, but they also pay for that themselves, you know. And and I get in that whole kind of a discussion with them sometimes, where is it my role as a father to put, you know, a roof over your head and clothes on your back and shoes on your feet? For the most part, I would say yes, but I don't have to put the $300 shoes on their feet just because they want it. And I think that's where a lot of dads are failing in this regard. They think if they buy their children the best of the best, that they're doing their role. And I like to remind myself and other men especially that at the end of the day, or when they're older or grown, what's going to last is that intentional discipleship, that presence of being their dad. They're not going to look back one day if they follow Christ after you, if your children are blessed after you. I think that's that intentional fatherhood of loving and leading your children. But I don't think they're going to look back and say, "Dad, I wish I had the best of the best. I wish I had better clothes. I wish I had, you know, better this." They're going to really what's going to be long lasting, as you said, is that intentional discipleship. And I think that's where the presence piece comes in. I don't know if you want to speak to that or not, Keith or Justin, but I find dads often that are, we're not just talking about absent fathers. And I know you said this in some of your notes on a man and his fatherhood, that you can lose your family without getting a divorce. Yeah. Man, that was pretty powerful, that you can be there, stay married and stay as a family and still lose your family. Right. And so I know dads often that are there, but they're not there. They get home from work to check out. They're in that recliner. Don't bother me. They're present, but they're not present. And that's still an absent father. So, you know, it takes intentionality, because often that's really what it is. You'll have these divine moments to disciple your kids. You'll have, it could be something as, you know, you're riding somewhere in the car and it's nighttime. One of your young kids say, "Oh, look at this, you know, look at the sky." And those are opportunities to quote like Psalms 19, where the sky above declares the handiwork of the Lord. And those are times of intentionality where I often find sometimes, I'm just gonna be honest, sometimes after a long, hard day, I want the couch. I want to show, I want to check out. And man, you're right. And until we, and even then, I know I don't have kids out of the house yet, but I got a little taste of that this week with my two boys being at camp. And that was, I used to really dread that day, but the older we get and the closer Molly and I, my wife and I getting married, I'm kind of looking forward to the empty nest time. But it's intentionality of sending them out and you know, not slacking on that. So
if you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.